Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his epistle to the Ephesians, St. Paul writes these words just prior to his ordering, that is, God's ordering for marriage, that wives would submit to their husbands and that husbands would love their wives as Christ loves his church and even gave up his life for it. But right before this, he writes, make the best use of the time because the days are evil. We are living in gray and latter days. You can't go a single breath without constantly being berated with ads. Even if you don't have a TV, you cannot escape it. Everybody is telling you what to think, what to do. They know what's best for you. But they really don't. They are a product of these evil days, of the gray and latter days. So instead of listening to the TVs or the radios, instead we listen to God's word. We listen to the things that have been handed down to us for centuries, for millennia. There's also a book or a collection of books called the Apocrypha. Now, if you used to be Roman Catholic or have relatives who are Roman Catholic, you might know that their Bible is a little bit thicker than our Bible. There are more books in it. And in fact, there are also additions to many of the books. Now, we don't include those. Some of our old King James might actually have the Apocrypha put in the middle. The word Apocrypha means things that were accepted, but we find out are not a part of it. Now, these books are still in Roman Catholic teaching. However, Lutherans point to them not as the Word of God, not as efficacious for knowing who Jesus is, but as good things for us to read, written by fellow Christians ordering their days. Our introit this evening includes a part of what we call the Apocrypha. It is from the prayer of Azariah. Now, if his name doesn't ring a bell to you, that's okay. You've long heard him referred to as somebody else. Azariah was one of the three young men in the fiery furnace. We often hear them not referred to by their Hebrew names of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Rather, we hear them referred to as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the names given to them by the Babylonian king. Now, the reason we do not hold that these are a part of Scripture is because we do not find them in the Hebrew Old Testament. But we do find them in the Greek translation of that, what we call the Septuagint. In there, we see some additions to the book of Daniel. And the prayer of Azariah is one of those additions. So again, not divinely inspired by God, the Holy Spirit, but still profitable for us. And so we still find pieces of this both in our Lutheran confessions and in our liturgy. I'm going to read just a little bit from that prayer to you tonight. This is the Apocrypha with the Lutheran edition with notes. So again, this is not the divinely inspired scriptures, but still profitable for us to read. Think about these words, and you can see why some are tricked. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our ancestors, and worthy of praise. And your name is glorified forever, for you are just in all that you have done, and all your works are true, and your ways right, and all your judgments are truth. You have executed true judgments in all that you have brought upon us, and upon Jerusalem, the holy city of our ancestors, for in truth and justice you have brought all these upon us because of our sins. For we have sinfully and lawlessly departed from you, and have sinned in all things, and have not obeyed your commandments. We have not observed them or done them as you have commanded us, that it might go well with us. So all that you have brought upon us and all that you have done to us, you have done in true judgment. Not divinely inspired, but true words nonetheless. We deserve every bad thing in life because of our sins that we hold against God. This nation, as I have said before, does not deserve a single blessing. Think about what we allow. Think about what we uphold. Think about what we now celebrate in this country that goes contradictory to God's very word. We as a nation have broken every single one of his commandments, and yet we still expect blessings. But he does still bless us, especially his children, who live in the evil days, who live in the latter and gray days. We call out with Azariah. Surely he cried out in that burning fiery furnace. And while not these specific words, he called out to his Lord. The words of our introit. And think about these words. And now with all our heart, we follow you. We fear you and seek your face. Do not put us to shame, but deal with us in your forbearance and in your abundant mercy. Deliver us in accordance with your marvelous works and give glory to your name, O Lord. Let all who do harm to your servants be put to shame. Let them be disgraced and deprived of all dominion, and let their strength be broken. Let them know that you are the Lord, the only God, glorious over the whole world. Not the word of God, but true words nonetheless. This is the God of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, or better known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as our God. This is God that we serve. This God is abundantly merciful, seeing what we deserve. This is God who loves us, even though we don't deserve his love. This is the God who sent his only begotten Son to die for us, even though we deserve eternal damnation. Isaiah wrote these words, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Let us forsake the ways of the world. Let us forsake the sins that we hold on to. Let us instead turn to the Lord to see him while he may be found, to see him while he is near, right here tonight. You have come here, the word of the Lord, from thee, to hear all things you have, things you tell. You come to receive the body of the beast Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Not just a symbol, but the true physical body and blood of Jesus entering your mouth for the forgiveness of all your sins. This is why you have come this evening. And we rejoice. We sing and we make melody to the Lord with all of our hearts, as St. Paul says. We sing out. We sing for joy. We rejoice in the fact that Jesus Christ is our Savior. We know this to be true. We have faith in it because it has been given to us as a gift. You have nothing for salvation. I can do it. Jesus has. Our faith, hope, love, friend. The gospel of Jesus tells a parable about a wedding. He points to the fact that those who had been called to the wedding didn't want to come. And so instead, the king sent his servants out to gather everyone, whether they're bad or good, in other words, whether they believe in the old covenant or not, and gathered them together for his feast. But yet he'll had sinners. Now you think that a king who's gathered will bring them in be a little bit more patient with someone who doesn't have the proper attire. But we have received the proper attire. We have the wedding garment. So that when we approach the wedding feast of Lamb, the foretaste of that eternal feast in heaven, clothed in the wedding garment, for washed in the blood of Lamb, your baptisms, you shed old Adam, you shed the garments of your sin, and instead you placed on the white robe of Christ's righteousness, a robe washed white in blood. That is the wedding garment. That is your baptismal garment. The same garment that will drape over your casket at your funeral. That is the wedding garment. And when God looks at you, he no longer says, you are not ready, you are not prepared. But in fact, he looks at you and says, you have been clothed in my Son. Your sins are forgiven you. Come and enjoy the feast for eternity. That is our hope. That is our joy. And so the church sings, in these last days of great distress, grant us, dear Lord, true steadfastness, that we keep pure till life is spent your holy word and sacrament. Stay with us, Lord, and keep us true. Preserve our faith our whole life through. Your word alone, our heart's defense, the church's glorious confidence. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.